So it's not often that I come to you guys for help raising my child, but this one has us stumped, and my wife and I are at our wit's end. My wife more than me. I think it's kind of gross, but I also think it's kind of funny because I don't know, boys. I guess I don't remember this with Courtney and Kristen.
Dirty creatures.
Yeah, boy, definitely it has been a different experience, at least from my perspective, raising the twin girls mm-hmm. versus raising a boy. There's just things that are different about them, and this
you think?
The problem with the hygiene stuff, specifically his booty.
I remember recently we talked about this, and he said finally, like, you know, he was doing everything on his own.
He did, right. And then
you said that, what was that, a couple months back?
Yeah. No, it's been a while. Yeah, he's been doing it by himself for a while, but then the other night
I feel like it was a couple months ago that we talked about it on the air.
No, it's probably been like a year since we talked about that.
No, because Annie was here.
It was a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was like
was it?
Because
2 months
he duped
ago.
You for 7 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember we had a relapse. So anyway, the thing is this. He takes a shower, and then you still smell him.
Oh,
I don't want to
he
be
misses
here for
an
this.
Area.
I just don't want.
Yes,
to even...
because he's now taking a shower instead of a bath. Mm. And so, you know, we had a conversation with him. We're like, "Hey, you know," well, my wife had the conversation with him, and then she gets mad at me because, you know, I'm not as strict as she is about it. I'm like, well, I don't know how to be stricter. Clean your.
Have you jumped in there and given him a tutorial?
Yes, we've explained it.
You know?
Should work. Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
So, like, over the past week, he's had to go back to taking a bath now, and he doesn't want to take a bath. And I'm like, well, until you clean that part good, you got to take a bath.
I'm sorry. Is it hard to do? Are his arms not as long as the average child?
I
don't understand.
These are all great questions. These are all great questions we have asked.
It cannot be comfortable.
And I guess
no.
I guess it happened again this
Have you
morning.
Run out of washcloths?
I got another text message this morning. My wife says she's going to lose her mind. But I guess it happened again.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like, I you don't want to be that kid at school, right?
Definitely
not.
Yeah,
no, definitely.
I don't want to be that kid in life.
Yeah, this is...
Hold on, I have...
Like, seriously.
Melissa... Melissa has one son, so what do we do about the booty bum thing smell issue?
I have no idea.
Thank you for your help.
All right.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Karan?
Hi, Carson.
How many boys do you have?
I have 3 grandsons that live with me.
Okay. What do you do when they're not cleaning their bum so good?
Buy flushable wipes.
Flushable wipes.
What if you're on a septic and you can't?
They're not.
We're not on a septic.
Have you guys not thought of that, really?
No.
Yeah, buy flushable wipes.
Hadn't thought about
that. I mean, it kind of makes them feel like a baby, but eventually they'll learn to clean themselves properly if they don't want to feel like a baby.
I have those at my house. I don't think that's a baby thing. I don't leave home without them, in fact.
You want to baby your bottom.
Which I do.
Mm-hmm. That is a
I mean, for us women, it's like, obviously, us adults, that's like the best thing. But to little kids, they kind of feel like, oh, I'm a baby, I have to use a wipe. But eventually they'll learn to clean themselves properly.
Karan, that is genius. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Also, everybody's saying, I hope he's not listening. He goes to school at 8 o'clock, so he's in class right now. He's not here.
And really, all Carson does is
embarrass his child.
I'm sure he'll probably talk to us about it this weekend when he's out collecting toys with us.
Yeah, that's true.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.